Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. This Monday marks 50 years since 29 men embarked on the SS Edmund Fitzgerald's final fateful voyage. Many of the crew and the captain hailed from Toledo, and Ohioans continue to honor those lost a half century on. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Tom Walton spent one season aboard the Edmund Fitzgerald in 1963. And even just as a porter, he felt lucky to land a competitive spot on its crew.
It was a dream job, and it was the flagship of the fleet, and everybody wanted to work on the Fitz.
The freighter was known as the Toledo Express because it carried iron ore from Detroit straight down to the northwest Ohio city. Walton says its record-breaking size meant everyone on the Great Lakes knew its name.
I'd step out of the galley and watch us go through and wave to the folks up on the platform. They were all taking pictures and everything. It was just truly a tourist attraction.
But on November 10th, 1975, that pride of the Great Lakes and its crew would vanish in a storm.
Now, it was known that there was a storm coming, but Captain McSorley of the Fitzgerald felt fairly confident that they could handle it.
Carrie Soden is the director of archaeology at the National Museum of the Great Lakes in Toledo. She says 60-mile-hour winds caused the Fitz to check in with a nearby freighter, the USS Arthur M. Anderson.
Shortly after 7 o'clock, the Anderson, you know, calls over and gives another update, and the first mate asks, "How are you doing?" And Captain McSorley replies back, "We're holding our own."
The last time I talked with him, he said he was holding his own, and that's the last time I lost contact after that.
10 minutes later, the Fitzgerald disappears off the radar, and that's the last that was heard from him.
A few days later, the 700-foot-long ship was found off the coast of Ontario. Soden says its reputation, size, and the swiftness of its disappearance were enough to forever cement the tragedy in Great Lakes history. But a song by Gordon Lightfoot spread its story even farther.
The captain wired in, he had water coming in.
It's not often you see a 6-plus-minute-long ballad do as well on the charts as The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald did.
Came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Partly because of that haunting ballad, the mystery of why the ship sank has lingered. Some say it hit a shoal, others that 30-foot waves suddenly overwhelmed them. But to Soden, that's not why the anniversary matters.
The geeky historian in me is sort of like, yeah, let's learn about how boats were built and let's learn about the people who sailed on them. But the person who realizes that history is about people, it's, you know, let's tell the story of these people, not the boat.
People like Ralph Grant Walton, Porter Tom Walton's uncle. He also worked on the ship as an oiler whose deep laughter echoed through the engine room. Each year, Tom's family honors his life alongside the 28 other crew members that died that day.
It's always sort of been my mission to make sure the men never get forgotten.
The community will join in that remembrance this weekend as the men's lives are honored in a 50th anniversary tribute. There, Lightfoot's daughter will perform the ballad that's carried their legacy across generations.
And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.